Welcome to the Sales Influence Podcast, where we talk about finding the why in how people buy. I'm your host, Victor Antonio. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for lending me those ears. And if you're watching this on video, I appreciate those eyeballs. Today, I want to talk about what happens or what can you do when someone says, man, that's too expensive. That's more than I expected to pay. Dang, that's high. You know, stuff like that. What do you say? Here are four strategies you could use to respond. The first one is, this is the easy one, when someone says, that's too expensive or that's more than I expect to pay, you ask the question, compared to what? Now, the compared to what allows you to do two things. One, you don't have to defend price anymore. Two, by simply asking the question, you're shifting the locus of control back to yourself and you're having them now explain why they think it's more expensive or why it's expensive in their eyes. In other words, when I say to them, compared to what, now they have to search their brain to figure out why it's more expensive, or at least try to justify it to me. So in other words, I'm not defending my position. I've just gone from a defensive mode to an offensive mode. So again, a simple compared to what, and deliver that very nicely. Strategy number two. When I talk to people, and it's, again, price is too high, you ask them this question. Remember, asking questions allows you to take control of a conversation and guide it. Mr. Customer, when you say it's too expensive, let me ask you a question. What is the cost to you today for not taking action? In other words, what is the cost of inaction? Again, now you're forcing them to think about, well, what happens if I don't change, if I don't do something different, if I don't make the move, if I don't make the purchase? How much money am I losing? Again, what you're trying to do is to shift the conversation back to them for them to explain, or at least begin thinking about what happens if I don't make a change. So number one, strategy again is compared to what? Number two is, Mr. Customer, what is the cost of inaction? The third one, and this I got from my man, Zig Ziglar. If you don't know who Zig Ziglar is, look him up. Zig Ziglar had this question, this statement that I thought was just powerful. And it's a question. Again, someone says that's more than I expected to pay. This Ziglar-esque approach is something like this. Mr. Customer, when you say it's too expensive, are you talking about price or are you talking about cost? Are you talking about price or are you talking about cost? Immediately, the customer is going to say, what's the difference? Well, that's when you say, well, price is a one-time thing. Cost is a lifetime thing. So for example, Mr. Customer, we may be more expensive today because we offer a quality product. In the long run, you won't have to repair, upgrade, or whatever it may be. There is no associated cost with that. Now you can go with something that's cheaper, but in the long run, the cost of that product is going to be way higher than the price you're going to pay. So Mr. Customer, are you interested in price today or cost over time? Notice what happens again. The customer now has to kind of bring to the top of mind what they're concerned about. Do I want to pay more now or do I want to pay more over time? And again, you're shifting the locus of control in that conversation to your side and asking them to think about their decision. When they say it's too expensive, is it price or cost? And now they have to think about not only price, but total cost of ownership over time. That's the key phrase. The last one is, when someone says, that's more than I expect to pay, that's too expensive, lean into that thesis, I understand. Do you mind if I show you a few other alternatives that may fit your budget? Ooh, that's a nice way of saying, well, let me find something else that you can't afford. I'm all about avoiding discounting. I don't like discounting, right? Mac Hannon wrote the book Consultative Selling. He said, you know, discounting is the ignorant tax you pay for not knowing the value of your product or service. What does that mean? If you discount, that's not really selling, that's gifting. Let me say that again because I really want you to get that. If the only way you can sell anything is to discount it, that means you're gifting it away, basically giving your value away. And the reason you're doing that is because you really don't understand the value of what you offer, so you don't sell with that conviction. When someone says, I can't afford to pay that, or that's more than I expected to pay, just lean into that and say, I understand, Mr. Customer, can I show you an alternative? And what you're doing is downselling them on something that fits their budget. Know what? I'm keeping the conversation going. I want you to keep this in mind. I'm trying to keep the sales conversation going. So by offering them a cheaper alternative, that might actually work for them. So four strategies again. The first one is, you know, compared to what, right? That's one of those you ask them to think about, compared to what. When you say it's too expensive, compared to what? Now we got to the apples and oranges thing, right? In other words, we want to make sure we're comparing apples to apples, similar products, and you're asking them to kind of tell you why they think it's too expensive. Number two, cost of inaction. Mr. Customer, what's the cost of not taking action or making a buying decision? Again, number three, price versus cost or total cost of ownership. Price is a one-time thing. You may pay a little more today, but over the long run, you're going to have a lower total cost of ownership versus if you buy a cheap product over time, it'll wind up costing you more than the initial high-quality product. And then last but not least, if they can't afford it, then you downsell them by offering an alternative without having to discount. And that is it for the Sales Influence Podcast. Give me some feedback. I'd like to know what you think. Which one of these four strategies fits your style of selling? Would love to hear what you have to say. And after you do that, leave me the feedback. Go to the salesvelocityacademy.com. Check out the new courses on the website. Some of the new courses we have, I think, are super helpful, especially in today's market where buyers have less confidence in making a buying decision. Some of the courses I have on there will help you give buyers the confidence to make a buying decision. And on that note, this is Victor Antonio, always reminding you, selling ain't hard when you know how. Take care.